Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, November 12th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has reported that Apple is entering the smart home camera market in 2026, with the company seemingly set to compete against third-party HomeKit cameras for the first time. This HomeKit camera is targeted to hit annual shipments in the tens of millions, indicating that Apple hopes it will become a major accessory in its product lineup. Kuo says the appeal of Apple's camera will be rich integration with Siri and Apple Intelligence features. We've heard for a while now that Apple is plotting a more serious attempt to crack the smart home space, with intermittent rumors about Apple designing its own accessories. This report from Kuo, however, lays out a clearer timeline about when this strategy could go into effect. But one thing that's unclear is what functionality Apple could offer through a first-party smart camera, rather than just continuing its integrations with other manufacturers through the Home app. There are, of course, a ton of possibilities around Apple Silicon, and again, Siri and Apple Intelligence. Perhaps a powerful Apple Silicon chip could enable powerful features that other cameras cannot offer. And of course, Apple is also still working on a new smart display device, similar to something like the Amazon Echo Show. This product is expected in 2025, followed by the smart home camera in 2026, according to Kuo. In other news today, Apple has released iOS 18.2 Beta 3, and it's not as dramatic of an update as the first two betas, but there are a couple of changes worth pointing out. There's a new toggle for, again, personalizing the iPhone 16's camera control. Now you can open the camera app with a single press of the camera control even if your display is off. If your iPhone 16's display is off, the default behavior is that you press the camera control once to wake the screen and again to open the camera app. This new toggle in iOS 18 gives you the ability to remove that first press. If you go to the Settings app, choose Display and Brightness, you'll see a new Require Screen On toggle at the bottom. This toggle is enabled by default, so by default you have to press twice. But if you disable the toggle, a single press of the camera control will automatically open the camera app, regardless of whether or not your iPhone 16's screen is on. This replicates the behavior offered by the Action button when it's linked to the camera app. It makes it quicker to open the camera app, but could also increase the number of accidental activations. Perhaps the most noteworthy change in iOS 18.2 Beta 3 is an update for the video playback user interface in the Photos app. iOS 18 introduced a UI that hid the thumbnail previews of the rest of your photos while viewing a video in full screen, creating an awkward zooming in and zooming out effect every time you tapped on a video. iOS 18.2 fixes this issue by superimposing the thumbnails on top of the video, allowing you to easily navigate between other content while viewing your videos. In iPadOS 18.2 Beta 3, the navigation bar in the TV app is now customizable, so you can add any sidebar item to the tab bar, including different channels, apps, library sections, and sports. There are other smaller changes in iOS 18.2 Beta 3, such as under-the-hood evidence that Apple is continuing its work on next-generation CarPlay, a very small change to the AirDrop icon, and a fix for various different Find My and AirTag problems. The update is currently available to developer beta testers, with a new public beta expected later this week, ahead of a general release to everyone in December. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5mac Happy Hour podcast. Sign up for 9to5 Mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9to5 Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today. Running out today, last week, a report from 404 Media highlighted concerns from law enforcement officials about iPhones automatically rebooting themselves. While law enforcement officials had erroneously speculated that iPhones were secretly communicating with each other to reboot, that's not actually the case. Instead, Apple silently added a new security feature in iOS 18.1 that forces iPhones to reboot after a period of inactivity. The inactivity reboot feature will automatically reboot an iPhone if it hasn't been unlocked within a certain period of time. It appears that this time frame is around 4 days, so every time an iPhone goes more than 4 days without being used, it'll automatically reboot itself. The change has been a point of frustration among law enforcement officials who say it makes iPhones stored for forensic exploration harder to unlock. This is because after a reboot, an iPhone will enter the quote before first unlock state and become significantly harder to unlock. It's generally easiest for an iPhone to be unlocked or cracked in the after first unlock state. But our reporting so far has largely focused on the impact this change will have on law enforcement. It'll also put another protection in place against thieves and other bad actors. Matthew Green, a cryptographer and associate professor at Johns Hopkins University, said, quote, "Remember, the real threat here is not police. It's the kind of people who will steal your iPhone for malign purposes. This feature means that if your iPhone gets stolen, the thieves can't nurse it along for months until they develop the tech to crack it. I would bet that rebooting after a reasonable inactivity period probably doesn't inconvenience anyone, but it does make your phone a lot more secure, so it seems like a pretty good idea." End quote. Apple hasn't commented on this change, but it has been confirmed that it's implemented based on code changes in iOS 18.1. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.